walking, keep on your toes and don't stop talking about freedom. To get going, lots to be learned and lots to be known about people. You gotta teach them, see it right now, man, you gotta teach them about freedom. You gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it. In any civilized society, you do not see massacres continue to happen from Tucson to Aurora to Columbine to Virginia Tech to where we are now in Newtown to Chicago, and you keep the same laws when clearly they're not working.
What happens when a criminal goes to knives, Al?
Then you deal with that. The job of society is to deal with whatever problem confronts it.
And now, buckle up for the fastest hour in radio. The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
First, they're coming for your assault rifles. Then your guns. Then your knives. What's next? Forks and spoons? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm here with radio legend Lieber. How are you today, Lee?
Good, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on the latter part of the Morning Mayor's Show, your excellent Morning Mayor's Show.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, and it's always a pleasure for me, too, even though you pick on me a lot incessantly, fact. Make me look really bad because somehow I didn't give shots to my employees and didn't know anything that I could. But then again, I deserve the pressure, all right?
No pressure.
But thank you for having me on your show, your wonderful show. It's quite an honor. Mm. Anyways, back to the issues of the day. And by the way, if you want to be a star on the Dave Weinbaum Show, call 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Now, last week, we didn't... You know, I had the rabbi,
right.
Rabbi Moshe Rothschild from Israel
right.
on here, and he was so good. I was just going to have him on for an announcement of where he would be speaking. He was so good, I kept him on for the whole hour, and then a couple of nights ago, I took him out, I think it was Tuesday, I took him out to Public House for a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't eat the Food Runner because it's not kosher, but he can have a beer. Somehow that's kosher. So he's just a great guy. And stupidly, I didn't get any pictures of him and me. You know, how dumb was I not to get pictures?
Can't think of everything.
I wasn't thinking. You know. So anyways, he's back in Israel, and he'll be back sometime soon, and we'll have him on again. And I hope everyone else out there enjoyed the rabbi. It's an unusual happening in the world today to have so many Christians aligned with Jews, and it wasn't always like that way, and we hope it continues. So, anyhow, we got a president, but I'm thinking more he's like a king. You know, he's like dear leader. I mean, are we going to have to address him like that? Are we going to be forced to laugh at his jokes? I mean, are we going to be forced to cry when he cries? But you know he's trying to legislate through executive orders, as I call them, and it stinks. It does. I mean, it's like he's saying, you know, we don't need no stinking Congress. We don't need no stinking Supreme Court. We don't need no stinking Constitution. And he sure as heck doesn't need you or me. I mean, this is it's like he knows everything and we don't. He even said Israel doesn't know what's good for itself. And thank goodness Netanyahu struck back and said, I know what's good for Israel. Standing up to this guy a little bit, you know. I was talking to the rabbi about Netanyahu and his chances for re-election. He's coming up on an election. And he says, well, he'll get re-elected, but he'll lose some seats. And I said, well, why? He says, because the people in Israel wanted the troops to go into Gaza and not just bomb them. He wanted them uprooted, and he wanted all the weapons destroyed. I mean, can you imagine if we got even one or two rockets out of Mexico or Canada, what would happen to Mexico and Canada? Can you, Lee?
Yeah.
What would happen?
I'm sorry, repeat the question. I'm reading your website.
He is on my website. I apologize because he's on my website and he's reading it. You obviously cannot do two things at once, and I understand now. No, he is so enamored with my website, right? And I did write another column, by the way. If you looked, you saw the Magistracy of Lincoln.
Yeah, I saw.
And I'd like people to read that. Now, I didn't talk about Barack Obama much, but I'd like you to read it and comment on the difference between Lincoln and Obama. And if it's based on the movie and the book, Lincoln, and the book by, what was her name? Doris Kearns Goodwin.
Mm-hmm. She's still around.
Oh, yeah. I watch her on the, she gets on the Imus show a lot. Mm-hmm. And she's the real, you know, you have to find out who voted for what on the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery forever. And it's interesting to see the interplay, the politics, why Lincoln wanted to get this done before the end of the Civil War. They probably sacrificed, you know, thousands of troops just to get this amendment passed, because Lincoln knew that if he didn't get this amendment passed, the country would go right back to slavery. And who knows how long that would have lasted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very interesting story. If you haven't seen the movie, you ought to see it. It's well acted. And here you got two liberals that were very important in this, and that's Doris Kearns Goodwin, the author, and the director, Steven Spielberg, two Obama-supporting liberals, and they both put this out there, and this is a Republican-friendly movie. So anyways, watch the movie. It's great. It's really 101 government and how it ought to be run via Abraham Lincoln, what a president ought to be. Anyhow, you know, Barack Obama's 23 executive orders that he foisted upon us with the little kids up there as props really would not have prevented the Virginia Tech murders, the Columbine murders, Jared Laughlin in Arizona, Adam Lanza just recently in Sandy Hook. They wouldn't have done a darn thing to protect those kids, because those guns weren't their guns. They took them from relatives. Now, what would stop probably some of the murders would be armed guards at schools, just like the NRA said, just like I said in my column before the NRA came out with their statement. Also, mental health checks and balances. You know, this was a pure attack on the Second Amendment. And as Marco Rubio said, Obama doesn't have the guts to bring it up and fight it in a normal way. You know, he doesn't like the Second Amendment. And you would think that he would have the nerve to say, challenge it and bring it up as a legislative thing. Let Congress deal with it. Vote it up or down. But no, he's got to do 23 executive orders that don't do a thing to help the situation. Don't you think that if our kids are in danger, that they ought to have the same kind of protection that our president and all the elites do? Lee?
I agree.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyways, we have our first caller, and because of that, Lee Burrow will show up at your house at 6 o'clock sharp with 5 Happy Meals from McDonald's. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello. You're on the air.
Yeah. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, no, I'm not here.
First of all, you've really been misinformed about Lincoln by the movie. Lincoln was a racist, an atheist, and he promoted his generals for murdering innocent women and children, but that's not what I called about.
Okay.
What I call about is ask you, are you familiar with Operation Northwind?
Operation Northwind?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, you can type it in on search on your computer, and what it is will come up. It's declassified official government documents, and it's from the government themselves, and they're telling themselves where they propose blowing up American ships and airplanes and having mass shootings of citizens in the streets and blame it on Cuba for an excuse to start a war or go to war with Cuba. Kennedy wouldn't go along with it, and we know what happened to him. So anybody that doubts that the government wouldn't be behind these mass shootings just needs to, you know, type that in on search, Operation
right.
Northwood, and you can read
it. Right, let me ask you one question, sir. If Lincoln was a racist, why was he so adamant to get the 13th Amendment freeing the slaves and abolishing slavery into law, into an amendment to the Constitution?
That didn't happen until 3 years after they killed him, but if you want to check it out.
No, it didn't. That happened January, it happened January 31st, 1865. He was killed on April 15th, 1865. What?
Yeah.
Not according to the movie. What? Is the movie a lie? Are all the records lies?
Everything about him is just propaganda. That man
oh, okay.
was the most horrible man who ever lived in the history of the world. He was worse than Hitler. Check out the official records of the War of the Rebellion in Washington, D.C. You
right.
can read it for yourself there. He promoted generals for murdering women and children.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, and you have a good weekend. I appreciate that. A little bit on the conspiracy side, wouldn't you say? Hi there, welcome to the day. Well, we accept all callers here.
True.
And all points of view. What's your name and where are you calling from? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. This is Dave from Bland.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Well, listen, I think Obama just missed one executive order he should have used. He should have used an executive order against the flu. just made that problem.
Yeah. And then I wouldn't have to worry about getting shots for anybody. And, you know, I mean, that's, boy, you would have taken a lot off of my mind, what, you know. I think you're right. Hey, have a nice weekend there. The flu, yeah, well, the flu executive odor. Your executive odors, by the way. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Don from Cuba. Long time no here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I supposed to call you?
No, not at all. It's been a long time since we communicated. I need a favor. Do you happen to know Speaker Boehner's email address?
Oh, let me look through my records here. No, I don't know his email address, but I'm sure it'd be easy to find. All you got to do is Google Congress and contact.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't. What are you going to send to Boehner? I'll bite. What will you be sending to Boehner?
I think he needs all the encouragement he can get to fight the good fight.
To what?
To fight the good fight, he needs all the encouragement he can get.
Okay. Well,
he's in a position right now. You remember when Kennedy was in office and they had that series on TV, Profiles and Courage? I think this is his finest moment that he's got to participate in as far as saving this country.
Well, he does have a big challenge on his hands. And you, as Charles Krauthammer says, you can't really govern from one-third of the government. You can only sort of get little advantages and hope not to be torn apart by the immense power of the Senate and the President. That's what Krauthammer says. And I don't know whether he's right or wrong. That's a good question. Do you stand up for everything you believe in and shut down the government? Or do you just get little victories?
Well, you know, it's a situation the president is casting stones at him, and everything is the Republicans' fault. And I think they just need to take a stand.
Well, I would advise people to go on Jewish World Review today and look at Charles Krauthammer's column. Of course, I'm on there too, but I'd rather have you go on DaveWeinbaum.com. That's WEINBAUM, where my column is also on the mastery of Lincoln. And write to me and tell me what the difference you think is between Lincoln and Obama, albeit not what the first caller said, because he has a different mindset about how evil Lincoln was. I think the guy was amazingly great.
Yeah, he was definitely not what you would have expected to get on the telephone early in the morning, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Don, thank you so much. You have a great weekend. Good call, and stay in touch. And don't blame me. Do not blame me because we haven't had contact in a week. I don't know where you live. I don't know where your phone number is. You know my number, all right? You call me next week or I'll come out and find you then. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm just kidding about that. I hope he knows that because I could get hurt. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob. I'm from west of anyway. Listen, I called you about is Billy Jeff Covington. He once said that the United States had a whole lot of freedom, and then he followed up too much freedom. That was some time ago, and of course he got in trouble doing things he wasn't supposed to do. And when it comes to firearms, I don't believe you mentioned the Charles Manson invasion in California.
No, I didn't.
They didn't kill everybody with guns, but they cut a baby out of a woman's stomach. And some people ought to stop to think about that. If they had guns in that house, maybe that stuff would never have happened. God be with you now.
Excellent point. I mean, they have this guy, O'Keefe. He's a young guy. He's about 26 years old. He's the guy that outed Acorn as an organization that would sponsor whorehouses, all right? Pretty much destroyed them, at least knocked them for a setback, although I'm sure they're coming back now under a second term of Obama. But this guy, he went and took signs out to all these so-called anti-gun people. The journal out there in New York that was telling people where, listing people where they lived and all that, showing them on a map that had guns and didn't have guns. And this guy went out, and he took signs out to the editor-in-chief to their homes and said, this is a gun-free environment. This is a gun-free house. He did this to a guy named Tour, who is a MSNBC anti-gun guy and a racist, by the way. And he took it out to Eric Holder's house, and he asked him, could he put this on their front lawn? This is an anti-gun house. And they all turned him down. Well, you know, I mean, we're never going to lack for hypocrisy on this issue or in any issue if you're paying attention, that is. Anyways, we're going to take a little break right now, and I've got plenty of stuff left, including, let's see. Well, doctors are now being Nazified, and I'll tell you how. And the NRA ad, that's a big, big consternation amongst liberals. Oh, they're so indignant. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. It's KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
McDonald's is serving up the flavorful goodness you love with their grilled onion cheddar burger. A juicy 100% beef patty topped with caramelized onions and a smooth, melty white cheddar cheese. And it's available on the dollar menu. Try the steak and egg burritos, a savory breakfast, two for just $3. And the McRib is still available for a limited time. So hurry into your local area McDonald's today before they're gone. With locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
No!
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry, or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hayes Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114. And leave the cleaning to them.
Are you looking for a locally owned full-service quarry during the winter? Then Melrose Quarry is your locally owned full-service quarry. Melrose will be fully operational throughout the winter months to better serve their customers. Melrose Quarry is MoDOT-approved aggregate for state work, and deliveries are available. Melrose Quarry is the only locally owned quarry in Rolla and can be reached at 573-364-9101. That's 364-9101 for your friends at Melrose Quarry.
And so now let's talk about the Democrats. People wonder why we operate on government by deadline. It's because Harry Reid has made the cynical move. of not passing a budget through the United States Senate over the past several years. It's deeply cynical because a budget shows what your priorities are. Harry Reid doesn't want the American people to know what the Senate Democrats' priorities are, so they just don't pass budgets. Now, what usually happens is you have a budget every year. The Senate passes their budget. The House passes their budget. They go to conference. We all saw I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. I'm living here on Capitol Hill. Harry Reid, obviously, he was like in chicken fights or something. Well, that was going on. He missed that. The Senate has been negligent for the past several years. And that's why we have this government by deadline, because Democrats in the Senate will not pass a budget.
Joe Scarborough talking to Mika Brzezinski. And doesn't that make sense? Now, Charles Krauthammer, in his column that's on the Jewish World Review, along with my column, by the way, talks about that. He says, well, why don't the Republicans demand a budget? Okay, that's what he says. Why don't they demand a budget? And I have one other thing before I get to the next caller, so be patient with me, caller. You know, the conspiracy guy, the first guy that thought Lincoln was evil, he reminded me of the Egyptian cleric who just said the other day that the U.S. Air Force was to blame for 9/11. And I thought all along that all these clerics were saying it was the Jews. Who knew? Anyways, hi there, caller. Thank you for waiting. What's your name and where are you calling from? What is that?
They hung up. Let's try another here.
Okay. Hi there, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Dave, can I read you a paragraph in Lincoln's own words from his debate?
Are you the first guy that called?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know, all right, I'll let you do one thing, okay? Go ahead and do that, but don't call twice, okay, because I get other callers.
Okay, this is in Lincoln's own words. He says, from a debate with Stephen Douglas in 1858, he says, I will say then that I am not nor ever have been in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality of the white and black races. That I am not nor ever have been in favor of making voters or jurors of Negroes, nor of qualifying them to hold office, nor to intermarry with white people. And I will say in addition to this that there is a physical difference between the white and black races. I, as much as any other man, am in favor of having a superior position assigned to the white race. Abraham Lincoln in a debate with Stephen Douglas, 1858. Now tell me he wasn't a racist.
For the call, and we'll all have to look that up and prove it. So thank you for the call. You have a nice weekend. I appreciate it. Don't call back. Maybe next week, all right? Thank you very much.
One call a show.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, it's not fair to everyone else because everyone else now hangs up, and it's just it's a nightmare. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 for one call. I'm going to have to enforce the rules now. So, all right.
You've got to be stronger.
So now the president is oh, by the way, I talked about the doctors. In one of his executive orders, doctors now will be asked to have patients rat out their families as to who has guns and who doesn't. Now, I know Rush talked about this a little bit because is it their responsibility now to do that? If they don't like your politics, will they be doing that? Will they ask kids what their parents are doing? Do they have guns in the house? You know, and if they don't ask, what's their liability if someone goes out and kills somebody? I mean, it's an incredible thing. It's the Nazifying of the doctors. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dolores.
How are you?
I am better. But anyway, on this doctor business, it's already been going on. If you really want to know the truth, it started like last year.
Really?
Yes.
They're asking people if they have guns in their house?
Yes. My daughter has already told me about it. She has children, and they have already been asking, and she's already been telling them she doesn't own one.
Incredible.
Yeah. So.
You know. So.
What about the 1099 thing that's in the new Obama health care? If somebody rents from you, they've got to give you a 1099 form, and you've got to give them your Social Security so they can put it on their 1099.
Yeah. They're going to be going for everybody's registration. They're going to get you one way or the other. This is all a cover for being. They're not for the Second Amendment. They say, well, we don't care about hunting and stuff like that. BS. They want everything you got, like Al Sharpton. They want your guns. They want your rifles. They want They're going to take away your knives. Have you heard Al Sharpton? He's a guy that's welcome in the White House anytime, any day. Al Sharpton.
Don't doubt it at all. Now, Doris, you have a great
weekend. Thank you very much for calling. And this is the fifth year, by the way, of the Dave Weinbaum Show. We had our fifth anniversary going on our sixth year. And, boy, it's just a joy to be around people like Lee and, you know, Mike Thompson, Pig Vomit, and all the rest of the staff here. I feel like I'm at home. You know, I do. I feel like I'm at home. It's so nice to be here. Anyways, moving on with the show, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Well, you know, now Obama's up there practically in tears, crying about how concerned he is about the murder of the kids at Sandy Hook, all right? What about the 50 million babies? That's 50 million babies the left has lobbied and gotten murdered since Roe v. Wade. And does anybody cry for these babies? Who represents the 50 million babies? This is how phony liberalism is. 50 million babies, okay, have been aborted since Roe v. Wade, pushed on by liberals who support Planned Parenthood and abortion. And in Obama's case, he supports abortion after an abortion has failed. In other words, the baby survives abortion, and he wants that child murdered. That's called infanticide. Where were those kids represented in that panel that he had there? Hi there. Welcome to the show, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Martin from Acres Springs. You had asked at the beginning of the show about... what would happen if there were a couple missiles fired from Mexico? It depends on who's president. If Al Gore's president, he'd sell them a cable channel.
That was a good one, caller. That was downtown, baby.
Our current president would apologize, and Harry Reid would pronounce that the war is lost. So you know what would happen.
Oh, man. You are sarcastic. You're very good at sarcasm, by the way. Thank you, and I get off my phone and have a nice week. That was a good answer, actually. You know, it's probably right.
Is that the guy that works for you?
Yeah?
Martin Schwartz?
Well, he's not in Edgar Springs, and that's, you know, Martin's a liberal. He'd never come up with that.
Oh, okay. Right.
You really realize I've had a liberal working for me for over 5 years doing my website and all this stuff. I think he's actually beginning to turn a little bit. All right. Mm. He's agreeing with some of my stuff. You know, I know typically a column is good. He hates it. Okay? Yeah. And when he likes it, it's like, he didn't like this column, which I'm very happy about usually. And I think it was a pretty good column. And I don't think I mentioned Barack Obama's name once in this column. It was all about Lincoln and the incredible stuff that he did according to what I've read in the media, what I've read in the facts that I have, not according to the conspiracy theorist we had on the show earlier. But it's very, very interesting. Anyways, Barack Obama says that people like me, and I am a pundit, you know, and he said I'm, you know, the pundits, are ginning up fear. He called us liars. And he said we're just doing it for money or ratings. Well, I got news for that SOB. I don't get paid for this. I don't get paid for my columns. This is all effort on my part that is going unpaid for, because I believe in what I'm saying, and I believe this country is in severe danger. I believe we're in severe danger of losing our way of life, our way of government. We're becoming rather rapidly Greece, and I think what Obama has in mind for us is a lot worse than Greece. I think we're looking at a guy who's going to try to overturn the Constitution and is already doing it in little ways via executive orders, or odors, as I should say, executive odors. And we've got to be cautious about it. So, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You really have a problem with people telling the truth on your show, don't you? You try to play them off as a wacko and claim that they're just theorists.
Are you on again?
You need to go back and study.
Shut them off.
The truth.
Jesus, God. Okay, you know, you get one call. I was nice enough to give you two calls. And now what? because I called you a conspiracist theorist? I mean, call me back next week and scream at me, okay? Give me a break. I'll let you do it for one call, but not for three calls. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTGR on your AT&T cell phone.
You know what you could do, caller? Get your own radio show. Get out of the air and you can give everything you want to give on your own radio show, okay? And I'll call you and challenge you. How's that? But in the meantime, you only get one call per show. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary, and I'm calling from Rolla. Now, I don't know much about politics, so if I'm wrong, you can correct me. But you were talking about abortion, right?
Yes, ma'am.
The question I have is, why is it most insurances will pay for a man's penis pump, but they won't pay for women to get birth control? And if you had birth control, then all these women wouldn't have, you know, unexpected pregnancies and want abortions and all that.
Well, interesting you should call that, because Lee said that he was refused insurance. Oh, I'm sorry. That was in private, wasn't it? I shouldn't have said anything. Oh, Mary, I'm in trouble now. I'm sorry, Lee. Anyways, I don't know, Mary. I mean, it's hypocrisy. It's, I don't know. Anyways.
Like, you know, it doesn't make sense. You don't want abortion, but you'll pay for the men to get, you know, happy so they can get girls pregnant, but you won't pay for the women to get the protection so they don't get pregnant.
Well, Mary, why can't they pay for it themselves? If men are paying for, you know, all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's not the federal government's purview to get into our bedrooms and pay for rubbers or whatever. You know, in the case of men, a lot of them have erectile dysfunction based on surgery, based on operations and things like that. So it is a medical problem. But a woman can also take measures to have. I don't think prophylactics, for example, are covered by insurance. Are they, Lee?
I don't know.
Have you checked?
No.
Okay. Would you check on that, please?
Sure.
All right. Anyways, thank you for the call, Mary. I appreciate it. And we have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, Dave, I'd like to identify myself as a good friend of your mother and father's.
Okay. And you can't give me your name?
Yeah, David Watkins, the old man.
Oh, hey, what's up, Dave?
How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Say, I would just like to say how proud I think your folks would be to know the stand you have taken and what you do there on your station and with your businesses. And I'm proud to know you myself. And I would like to just leave you with a question. Maybe it's unnecessary, but I noticed on all those schools where these killings have taken place, many of the police officers were carrying fully automatic weapons with more than 30-round clips in some of them.
Yeah.
And I'm curious at who they're defending themselves from if they don't want the American people to have them.
That's a good question, Dave. And thank you for your kind words. Dave is a good guy and been a friend of the family for, you know, I don't know, 30 years or so. Who are they? It's all about why was the Second Amendment written? Was it written so people could go hunting? No. Was it written so people could take practice shooting? No. It was written so that we'd have somewhat of an ability to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government. Okay. So if the government has assault rifles, then it follows that we the citizens ought to have assault rifles. Now, I know we're not going to get drones or jets and things like that, but at least they know that if they're going to try to rip our guns away house to house, that we'll have the ability somewhat to fight back. That was what our founding fathers said and why we have the Second Amendment. And it's very clear that they said it's not to be infringed upon. Not to be infringed upon, which our president is trying to do through executive order. Anyways, we have another caller as soon as Lee hits the button. I'm sorry, he missed again. You okay? Yeah, oh, man. Hi there, welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eldon from Richland.
Hi, Eldon. What's going on?
just saw on the internet, wondered if everybody knew that Guns Across America is having a rally at Jeff City tomorrow at 1 p.m. to support our Second Amendment right.
Okay.
Everybody ought to know it and attend. The more people are there, the more pressure we put on people to stop taking away our rights.
Great. All right, well, thanks for the announcement. I appreciate that. And we have another caller. What's your name, caller, and where are you calling from?
Sorry, it's Mary again from Rolla. I just had one
a
more.
A second call? See, Mary.
Sorry.
Okay, I got to let you in because I let you in for a second call. But you can't do this no more. One call each. All right, go ahead, Mary.
I just want to know, are they ever going to limit when a young lady can get benefits like housing and food stamps and all that? Because I know teenagers that are getting pregnant just to get the free housing, food stamps, and medical and all that.
Yes. Well, not under this administration, no. I mean, this administration cut welfare. He did it unilaterally via another executive order that people do not have to have work requirements that Bill Clinton signed into law. Okay? He went above the Congress to do that. This is the most anti-Congress, anti-constitutional president in history. And if Lee would press the button, I'd get another caller in. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You may not want this caller, Dave.
Ah, it's Kevin.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, well, once again, you're giving partial information, this deal with the president and the work requirements. If you would look into that instead of preaching the right-wing babble there, Dave, it's a 20% increase in work that they have to do for the states to file for that. And plus, like I've said about 3 months ago when we were discussing the same thing on this topic, it was three Republican governors and two Democratic governors that wrote the White House, got a hold of the White House, and requested to have the smaller requirements lifted. If they would lift the smaller requirements, the White House said they would do that if they increased the work by these people by 25%.
So, why wasn't that put up for a vote by Congress?
That I would have to look a little bit more into.
Okay, why don't you look back into that and see that the work requirement was signed by Bill Clinton and changed by Obama. Whatever you say it was increased, I say it was decreased. But why wasn't it passed by Congress? This was law. President is not supposed to legislate. He's supposed to administrate, okay? Congress is supposed to pass the laws, Kevin. Please check into that and call me next week. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend. I have another caller, and then we'll get a commercial in. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Second call from Dolores.
Oh, come on, guys. You're killing me here. All right, Dolores, make it quick.
On the birth control thing,
yeah,
the woman's missing the whole point. It ought to be up to the insurance company to offer this if they want. They should not be forced.
And that's not the government, right? Not taxpayers.
It's on the men's thing. It ought to be up to the insurance company.
All right, thank you, Dolores. Have a nice weekend. And we have another caller, and then we're going to go to commercial. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave, this is Steve from St. James.
Hi, Steve.
I want to know when they talk about people coming after your guns and that, who are they talking about exactly? Like the National Guard or the Army or?
July 2nd, 2008. Then candidate Barack Obama. We need a civilian force just as well armed, just as well funded as our regular armed forces. Now, how is that going to happen? I don't know. But he said it, and he's never taken it back. And, by the way, now, wait a minute. There are two militias in the health care law. Two. Okay? So, and guess who's in charge? The president, who happens to be Barack Hussein Obama. Okay. Did I answer your question, I hope?
Well, I was just wondering if it was going to be like my grandson's coming out to pick up the guns, you know, if it's the Army or the
Navy. I don't know. Maybe he'll assign the Chinese to do it. Anyways, thanks for the call. I got to get these commercials in, or my sponsors will leave me. Thank you. This is and I got plenty of stuff left, and we're going to have plenty of callers left. This is KTGR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
McDonald's is serving up the flavorful goodness you love with their grilled onion cheddar burger. A juicy 100% beef patty topped with caramelized onions and a smooth, melty white cheddar cheese. And it's available on the dollar menu. Try the steak and egg burritos, a savory breakfast, two for just $3. And the McRib is still available for a limited time. So hurry into your local area McDonald's today before they're gone. With locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Are you looking for a locally owned, full-service quarry during the winter? Then Melrose Quarry is your locally owned, full-service quarry. Melrose will be fully operational throughout the winter months to better serve their customers. Melrose Quarry is MoDOT-approved aggregate for state work, and deliveries are available. Melrose Quarry is the only locally owned quarry in Rolla and can be reached at 573-364-9101. That's 364-9101 for your friends at Melrose Quarry.
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-6999.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
You know, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding the usage of the N-word in this movie. And
no, nobody, none. The word would be...
Oh, I don't want to say it.
Why not?
I don't like to say it.
Has he ever said it?
No, sir.
Try it.
I don't like to say it.
Try it.
Really? Seriously?
We're not going to have this conversation unless you say it. You want to move on to another question?
Okay, awesome. I don't want to say it.
Oh, come on.
Will you say it?
No, that's not the same thing.
Why do you want me to
They're
say
gonna
it?
They're going to bleep it when you say it on your show, so say it.
I can't say it. If I say it, we this question, it won't make air.
Okay, forget it.
Okay, I'll skip it. Sorry, guys. It was a good question.
No, it wasn't.
It was a great question.
It wasn't a great question if you can't say the word.
Samuel Jackson, actor and provocateur, trying to get a white reporter to say the N-word. And, you know, obviously you can't say the N-word, but you can say anything anti-white. I mean, what can you not say that's anti-white, anti-Semitic? Even if you're just referencing, well, he said, he called this Jew that, or he called this Christian that, or called this white person that. What can't you say? Yeah, another little hypocrisy that's going on, and just, it doesn't help that we don't have any equality in the ability to say stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. Everybody's afraid of that word. I can't say it because I know I'll be pulled off. I'm on double secret probation.
True.
All right. But in as you're referencing, he said so and so. Why is that wrong? Anyways, welcome to the show, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave. This is Kevin. I just got 2 seconds worth of time to say.
Nobody's listening anymore. I don't like this. One call each next week. Come on.
24,865 people. There needs to be something done about the violence in this country. I'm not saying anything to do with messing with weapons, but something has to be done. Over the city of St. James and the city of Rolla and Newburgh were eliminated off the face of the earth last year by murders, violent murders with firearms in this country.
Yeah, what about Chicago? How come Chicago wasn't mentioned? 505 murders, mostly of young people, by handguns, not by assault rifles. Why wasn't Chicago mentioned, where Barack Obama lived, where Rahm Emanuel, his chief of staff, runs the city? Kevin, why? Why the hypocrisy?
Something has got to be done about the mentality of people.
Okay, fine. You know what? I agree with you there. We have to have better mental health.
Dave, I don't, like I said, I didn't mean to call your show back twice, but 2 weeks ago when I called, everybody hears what they want to hear. Nobody heard a word I was saying. What I'm saying is the Second Amendment cannot be messed with. It's not the gun.
Okay.
It's the accessories. Are we allowed to own silencers or noise repressors?
Kevin, I'm not going to go there with you, but next week I'd be happy to talk to you.
Hey, y'all have a good weekend.
You too, Kevin. Thank you very much. We have another caller as soon as Lee sees it. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Dan from Rolla.
Hi, Dan. What's going on?
First thing I'd like to say hi to Eldon from Richland. How you doing? Anyways,
what?
I'm just saying hi to Eldon from Richland, who called in a little bit ago.
What are we, matchmakers here? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Come on.
Anyway,
hey, you want to say hi to anybody else on the radio here? You're like, while you're on the radio?
Come on.
Go ahead.
I'm flattering you. You have all these listeners.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
that's true. Come on, man.
Maybe we'll start a dating service on the show. What do you think, Lee? Think they'll pay me then?
There are no other days.
No.
They're the only
day.
Anyway, the gun thing. I actually agree with one thing Kevin said. Amazing. Anyways, the whole issue has nothing to do with guns at all. And the question, there's a lot of liberals own guns, but they're all saying we need to control or cut back or eliminate or, regulate or whatever. And I'd like to ask them point blank is how many people have you killed with your gun? It doesn't have to do with the guns. It has to do with the people who are misusing them. They misuse knives, baseball bats, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't have to do with the guns. It has to do with the people. And we need to get a handle on more of the issue of how do we treat people.
Dan,
how do we deal with people who have problems, mental problems, things like that.
If you're a crook, or even if you're somebody with a mental problem, if you're going to raid a school, if you determine to do this, are you going to go to a school that puts a sign up there that says we have armed guards at the school? Or are you going to go to one that says gun-free zone? I mean, it's so simple that is the first step you take. It is just mind-boggling why people don't get this. Okay? Thanks for the call. I have another caller. Don't call back a second time. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob. What's up, baby? You want to say hi to Lee?
How's it going, buddy Lee?
Hey, Bob. Good to hear from you.
You want to shout out to anybody else? I mean, this is going to be called the shout-out show pretty soon. Go ahead, Bob.
My shout-out to Kevin. He's talking about nobody listening. He must not have been listening to the number you gave earlier. Little babies are murdered by abortion. It was twice of what the number he just gave.
That's twice? No. His was 24,000. Mine was 50 million. 50 million people, babies, have been aborted in this country since Roe v. Wade in the early 70s. That was my point. Anyways, thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. And Lee, I can see, appreciates it, too. Hi there. This is Dave Weinbaum. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave. This is Jim Rawl. I just want to let you guys know that in Missouri, I don't know about the rest of the United States, silencers are legal. You have to register them, though.
Okay.
You can't have a silencer on your pistol.
Can you put one on your wife? A silencer.
Good one, Dave. I'll hang up on that.
Yes, see, that's why I'm never getting married again, because I'm too much of a smartass.
All right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Because women, they like that for a while, and then they get tired of it.
I kind of liked your other wife. I thought she was pretty cool.
Which one?
The last one.
Yeah, she's a cool gal, Mm-hmm. It just didn't work out.
Yeah.
You
know? Too bad.
Not too bad. I'm not cut out for being married.
No,
apparently.
you're not a married guy.
How did you know? How do you know? People are saying that now. Oh. Why didn't they tell me? Well, they kind of told me before, too.
You're not going to listen.
I would listen. You know, I'm just not probably cut out for it. Just not my...
Well, that's all right.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Anyhow, enough of my social life. If you want to call the show in the remaining moments, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
I don't think I said that clearly. 364-0800.
One call per person.
One call per person per show. And after I said that, I've never gotten so many double calls
and calls.
A triple call. And, come on, guys.
Discount double check.
Share with others, please.
Discount double check.
I'm so valuable, you need to share me with others. The NRA ad that's out that's causing all the liberals to just go crazy because it mentions Obama's kids and the fact that they're getting guarded by armed, assault-carrying guards in a school where a bunch of other people are getting guarded by armed, assault-carrying carrying assault rifle carrying guards. Oh my goodness! And to point out, well, gee, aren't other children worth saving too? Why aren't there armed guards at their schools if these other elites have armed? Oh, you can't talk about the president's children like that. Well, talk about using children as props. What was that the other day? I mean, give me a break. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. This is John from Salem.
Hi, John.
You hear all the gun violence rhetoric coming out of Washington, and some of the most reprehensible gun violence cases have occurred due to our federal government. Remember when... 92, Randy Weaver's family got wiped out. An FBI sniper shot his wife in the head holding a baby.
And yeah, I remember that.
Janet Reno.
That was in Idaho or somewhere, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was in Ruby Ridge, Idaho.
Right.
And he won several million dollar lawsuit. But, you know, what good does that do when you lose your family? And then David Koresh and their... Reno decided to wipe them out and killed all kinds of innocent women and children. So they shouldn't be preaching about gun violence when...
Well, that's why we need guns. Okay, that is an illustration, as nutty as those people were. That's why you need guns to defend yourself, for goodness sakes. Thank you for the call. We have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the show. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name, caller, and where are you calling from?
This is George from Jeff City right now.
Hey, George, what's up?
Good morning, Dave and Lee. Hey, I've been listening to Kevin's tirades about guns, you know, and how it's killed everybody in Newburgh, St. James, and Rolla. I just thought I'd make it feel good. I've been to about 8 different gun stores, and about 90% of them are virtually closed because they've been sold out of all the merchandise, and I just thought he'd be wanting to know that. So I guess Obama's done a pretty good job. He just basically put them out of business.
Barack Obama will go down in history as the worst president, but the best gun salesperson in the world. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Do you think, Lee?
I think you're right, Dave.
Yeah, all right. If you want to call the show in our remaining 10 minutes, no, actually, we only have, what, 2 minutes? I don't know if I can. Well, you know what? I'd take another call. You know why? Mm-hmm. This would be the record, a record call.
Yeah, but there was double calls.
Well, you still got to count them.
No, no. You don't.
Well, they were keeping other people off the line.
You don't count double calls.
No, I set the rules here. What is the name of the show? I'm sorry. Tell me again. What is the name of the show? No. Dave Weinbaum Show. I set the rules here, all right? And even though I took double calls, but there's still calls.
Company policy.
I mean, it's like saying you get 2 hits a game, but you're only going to count 1 because it's repetitive.
True.
Company policy? Show me that policy, you liar. Oh, man, this is not good. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay, now I got a minute and a half.
All right. So... What is Barack Obama's problem? You know, I think Lance Armstrong and Barack Obama are alike. Mm-hmm. And you know what I think it is? I think they have daddy issues. Both of them were abandoned by their fathers. And both of them have done extraordinary things. Some of them good. I mean, you know, achieving president and all that stuff is good. But they'll do anything they can to maintain that power.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's issues with the fact that their father left them. It's a resentment. It's a trying to please daddy so maybe he'll come back. I don't know. But something's there. Something is psychologically wrong with both of them. Not that I'm all, you know, up and up in terms of my mental, you know, ever since I've been here for 6 years. It's like, for some reason, you know, you keep battering me and
no, it's fun. I mean, we have a good time here.
We do have a good time.
I feel like I can do that with you and not get blasted.
You know, yeah, I've got kind of a thick skin, and I like to joke with people and stuff, and you know, I like to have fun. All right,
30 seconds.
Boys just want to have fun. Anyways, you know, life is depressing sometimes, and you got to remember, you're going to have good times and bad. It doesn't matter who you are, how rich you are. You're going to have good times. You're going to have bad times. You're going to have happy relationships, sad relationships. But remember this. Victories often occur when you see no way to succeed, but refuse to give up anyway. And if you can think of that in your darkest hour and just not quit, days come and they become brighter. And It's amazing how often this has worked in my life. Not because I was smarter, not because I was better, but because I just refused to give up as much as I wanted to. Y'all have a great weekend, and I'll be back next week. Thank you so much for listening.